Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Time to take a look at our agricultural markets. Market analyst Tom Lether joins us when we come back right after this. Sorghum U wants to help you make informed production decisions. Sorghum U features breakout sessions led by industry insiders exploring the potential of sorghum in your crop rotation. Sorghum U will be held Friday, January 9th at the Enid Convention Center in Enid, Oklahoma. There's no charge to attend Sorghum U. Just call 855-422-6652 or log on to www.hpjs.com/sorghumu for more information. Sorghum U is brought to you by the United Sorghum Checkout Program, Sorghum Partners, and High Plains Journal.
Midwest Farm Shows is an original sponsor of the Ron Hayes Daily Farm and Ranch News email that shows their commitment to Oklahoma's farmers and ranchers. Midwest operates the Oklahoma City Farm Show each spring and the Tulsa Farm Show each December. The 2015 dates for the Oklahoma City Farm Show are April 16th through the 18th. Now's the time to learn about becoming an exhibitor at this great springtime indoor and outdoor event. Contact show manager Ron Boormaster at 507-437-7969. Midwest Farm Shows, proud sponsors of our daily Farm and Ranch News email. Go to OklahomaFarmReport.com to subscribe today.
And welcome back, everyone. Tom Lefler joins us now from Lefler Commodities. And Tom, we're going to start with a look at the livestock. Boy, the cattle futures really took off here today. Nice day.
Yes, it was a very nice day. Matter of fact, we had quite a little while there. Feeder cattle were up to $4.50 limit, and February live cattle were up to $3 limit at one time. Box beef at midday, 85 higher on choice, 83 higher on selects, moved 59 loads today. We saw an estimated cattle kill of 116,000 head today. Last week's kill for the week came in at 391,000. We also saw this afternoon the feeder cattle index dropped $11.14. On the close, December live cattle, $1.75 higher. February cattle, $2.52 higher. Jan feeders up $3.72. March feeders up $3.77. And Feb lean hogs were up 25 cents.
Well, Tom, let's take a look at these grain futures. And after kind of a slow start, wheat futures able to turn it around here today.
Yes, wheat's the only thing that managed to close positive today. We saw our weekly export sales from last week released today, and they was only friendly for the corn. Disappointing for the wheat, in the middle of the range for the soybeans. Export inspections came out this morning at their usual time. Once again, disappointing for wheat. They were in line with expectations for corn and below normal for the soybeans. Now, when you get past that, hardly any fresh news in the marketplace. We saw on the close, March KC wheat, 3.25 cents higher. July KC up 2 cents. March Chicago wheat, 4.75 cents higher. March corn down 2 cents. July corn down 1.75 cents. January beans down 5.75 cents. March down 5.25 cents. March cotton 38 points higher.
For Tom Lefler, I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network.